Aqui tem uma pergunta seguinte.
We have the following
Qual
question
é a importância
here.
Do hábito da leitura
What
para
is
o
the
nosso
importance
desenvolvimento
of the habit of reading
humano
for
e para o desenvolvimento espiritual?
And for our spiritual development.
Bem, nós estamos nos referindo à
well,
leitura dos
we are
livros
referring
espirituais.
To the reading of spiritual books.
Uma leitura que para nós não seja óbvia,
reading something that is not obvious to us,
exigindo de nós
reading
um
that
certo
requires
esforço,
of us
dedicação,
to put in a certain effort,
isto
dedication.
Põe em atividade células do cérebro
This
que
activates
estavam adormecidas.
Cells of the brain that were dormant.
Então, se nós lemos uma coisa qualquer,
so if
nós
we
usamos
read anything,
as células que já temos no cérebro.
We use the cells that we already have in our brain.
De células despertas.
Which it seems is not even 10% of the awakened cells. 90% of the brain is dormant in
então,
almost
se
everyone.
Nós temos uma leitura que nos desafie,
so if we have something to read that challenges us,
então,
that requires effort,
aqui neste momento conversando,
so if right now we are talking,
um certo esforço para ser acompanhado,
and to follow this requires a certain effort on our part,
se
if we have to pay attention, if we have to work
um
at
trabalho,
it to be able to listen,
então a
if there is an effort being put into it, then there is the possibility for dormant cells to begin to be stimulated, to be
então,
awakened.
É o lado humano da leitura.
So this
esse
is the human side of
humano
reading.
Que a leitura traz.
This is the human development
então,
that reading
livro
brings.
Que fale de coisas que a gente nunca escutou,
so a book that talks about things we have never heard of.
É um livro que nos chama atenção
History written in the mirrors is a book that calls our attention
nunca pensou,
to several things we have never thought about.
Também é um
and the
tema
subject
que
of the mirrors is also a subject that is not very well known, not widely disseminated, outside of very limited circles of communication.
Então, é leitura que não é só
so this is a kind of reading that is not only cultural and not only philosophical.
Certas células adormecidas
this is a kind of reading
um
to awaken certain dormant cells that come up against a subject, that come up against an unprecedented presentation, that begins to stir up those cells that were dormant.
Livro, História Escrita nos Espelhos,
and besides the book History Written in the Mirrors,
aqui,
among the books that have been offered
contato,
here,
que é um livro
there is
que
also
mexe
the book Signs of Contact, which is a book that
Porque
also stirs up dormant cells.
Falam numa forma
because
da gente
Signs of Contact
físico,
talks about a way for us to enter physical
físico.
Bodies
então,
that is not through the law of physical birth.
Como nós estamos habituados,
so this is described here.
Vida após vida,
Since life after life,
física,
we have been used to entering
físico.
Physical incarnation
é assim
through the law of
entraram.
Physical birth.
Então,
isn't that the way you all entered?
Na encarnação física, por
so
esta
we
lei
enter physical
que
incarnation
todos conhecem, e que todos usam.
Through the law that everyone knows and everyone uses.
E se nós fôssemos contar a história de um nascimento de alguém,
and if we were to tell the story of someone's birth,
que já estão despertas, células
then
que
this
já
would be
sabem
fine
como é que a gente
for the cells that are already awakened, cells that already know how we are born and who know this law.
Que não seja
but if we describe in a book a way that we can incarnate here, that is not by being born.
A lei do físico,
all those cells of the brain that know the law of physical birth say, oh,
mas
how awful.
Continua,
but then you keep on,
dormindo,
and those cells that were dormant will wake up.
Que tem uma coisa.
Look, there's something here.
Dormindo,
because those that were dormant don't have within them anything that would
informação.
Come into conflict
percebe?
With some new
então,
information, do you see? So this is why
Porque
it's mentioned there.
A maior parte do cérebro da
because
pessoa
most
diz,
of the person's
comigo.
Brain says, this has nothing to
Mas
do with me. What's this?
Da pessoa diz, não, vamos,
but then something
vamos
within the person
vai
says,
estudar.
No,
vai
let's
ver,
keep
vai
on.
Ler.
Let's go ahead. Go
lendo,
on reading, study.
Tem coisas ali que começam
then you go on reading
despertar,
and some things there begin to awaken
do cérebro,
certain areas of the brain
estar não condicionadas
that have to be not conditioned by the old things, or the familiar things. They have to be virgin in order to receive this. And it is important for these things to get in. If they get into one cell of the brain, that brain is lost to the old things.
Basta che una cellula desperti.
So all we need is for one cell to awaken. Then an area of the brain begins to have life. It begins to work on certain things.
E assim é um pouco como o livro dos sinais.
And it's somewhat the same for the book of signs.
Os oceanos têm ouvidos,
for unveiled secrets, the oceans can hear.
São todos livros que com as células já despertadas,
they are all books to which the awakened cells react very much.
Mas eles não foram escritos para o nosso lado conhecido.
Were not written for our side that is known. They have been written for the side of our brain that is dormant,
que vai despertar.
That will awaken and then will become open to new knowledge.
Então, isto é o que a leitura faz no
so
campo do
this is what reading does in the field of human development, because the brain is part of our human side, isn't it? The brain is not our consciousness. The brain is a portion of flesh that emits a secretion that we call thought. The brain has that secretion, and this is human. So reading books works on our human side in this way by awakening these cells.
Now,
reading also stirs up other things, not only our brain, not only the cells of our brain.
Na nossa
reading influences our consciousness.
De ensinamento espiritual.
And this is where books on spiritual teaching come in.
A leitura deve trazer
as for consciousness, dados reading should bring information
das leis que
in regard to the laws that govern the levels of consciousness that we have not yet entered. So what a spiritual book brings to one's consciousness is the law into which it is still going to enter. Because then our consciousness gets to know this law. Our consciousness has contact with this new law. And then our consciousness opens up to this new level. Every book, every kind of reading has its own system, has its own way of doing this work, of helping one's consciousness recognize its next step. So this really is spiritual reading. Spiritual reading does not come to comfort you in your situation, nor to confirm your level of evolution. This is done by novels, by literature. That which has spiritual vibration moves your consciousness to recognize its following steps. It moves you as consciousness to perceive where you should be going, the law you should be following. And in doing this, the book or the reading matter is also stimulating your consciousness to transcend all the external part, all the material part of life. This is a spiritual book. That is, you can be receiving a stimulus toward another level of consciousness, but at the same time, this reading, this vibration, this theme is helping you, showing you, stimulating you to transcend the material level where you are, the ingrained mental level, which is matter, mental matter, emotional levels, and also physical levels, if the reading goes down to these physical things. But for spiritual reading to be talking of physical things, this is for you to recognize the way to transcend the physical level. Otherwise, the spiritual book has nothing to do with that. It's no use talking about physical things if it's not to help one's consciousness transcend that physical vibration.
Principalmente hoje,
and spiritual reading, especially today, has as its goal, as inspiration, has as energy, a content that helps one's consciousness
com uma vida incorpórea,
to commune with life that is incorporeal, life that is outside of dense matter, and spiritual reading that is more synchronized, that is more attuned with the energy of today, with that which is being emanated to humanity today. This reading is helping people's consciousness to commune with incorporeal levels, with superphysical civilizations, with extraplanetary life, with all that makes up the stages of humanity in the future. So today's spiritual reading has this task. What is the difference between today's spiritual reading and the spiritual reading of the past?
Spiritual reading of the past was concerned with your
recognizing your level of consciousness and your transcending that level, and for you to go on transcending material life and material attachments. But this reading adds to the vibration of today, the step that humanity will take as humanity as well. And this is included here.
Quando o livro espiritual de ontem te levava a transcender os níveis materiais, a transcender esses níveis, e
today
já
it leads you to transcend these levels.
Quais
and
são
inform
as
you where you are going,
quais são as
and it informs you of other civilizations and the other phases of humanity.
Da onda espiritual de hoje.
This is part of today's spiritual wave.
Da leitura, da escrita
this is
de
part
hoje.
Of the work of reading,
agora,
of the written word today.
Essa leitura, que foi espiritual em
now,
todos
this
os tempos,
kind of reading, which has been spiritual throughout the ages,
desta época atual
but
e da
that today has the characteristics
desses leitores,
of the present times
desta humanidade que
and
está
of the present
evoluindo.
Needs of the readers, of this humanity that is evolving, this reading can have a preparatory tone for those who are beginning, for those who have certain difficulty in receiving it, and it can have a tone that is a little more advanced, a little more developed.
Ainda não tem controle
when readers still do not have control
física,
over their physical,
sobre a sua
instinctive
emocional.
Nature, over
quando
their emotional energy,
sobre a energia do pensamento,
when individuals do not have control over the energy of thought, the book should help these people bring about this alignment. The book should be talking about this alignment the whole time. The book should be presenting this alignment. It should be telling individuals that they should carry out this alignment, that they should have self-control, do you see? If the book is addressing people who are in the preparatory stage, it can talk about the star Sirius, but it has to alert the readers that they must have self-control, that they have to connect with their soul. It has to give all this preparation, otherwise the book is of no use. Otherwise, it is not useful for these people.
Agora, isso o autor...
Now, the author, or the one who is indicating the reading of this book, should perceive at what stage the person who is going to receive it is presently focused. So the person might be at a preparatory phase in which he or she might want to know all about the planets, all about intraterrestrial civilizations, or might want to know about the spiritual quest, but what this person really needs is self-control. So the book has to go so far, but it cannot go beyond that point, because what matters for the person is to have self-control. It's not the star Sirius, do you see? The star Sirius is a pretext for that person to gain self-control, and this is where the book should be working.
ou se a pessoa já é relativamente controlada,
let's say the reader or the is fairly
se ela já tem um certo alinhamento,
a
se ela já controla o que ela diz,
if the person already has control over what is said, if he or she has a certain mental control, if the person's emotions are quite under control, if this has already been worked on, you can talk about the star series, you can talk about anything you like, but you add that the person must have that control, that the person might already have to a certain extent, but then in the spiritual book you add that now one has to relate to one's soul, relate to one's higher self.
Este controle feito meio à força,
because the person will then replace this self-control that has been sort of imposed, attained through effort. The person will replace this with the energy of the soul that descends on these bodies and causes the bodies to become harmonious. This is another level of spiritual reading. The subject can be the same. The subject can be the same all the way from the preparatory stage to the end. This is the difference. Now, this will determine how you treat the subject, the way you link the ideas together.
O vocabulário que você vai empregar
it will
ali.
Determine the vocabulary you will use there, because if you have a way of expressing things
para aquele que já está controlado
to those
alma,
who are already under the control of their souls, this form of expressing is not of interest to someone who still needs self-control and who needs a different form of expression. So do you see why there are so many spiritual writers talking about the same thing? Why all these spiritual writers who have written spiritual books all say the same thing? Because there is only one thing that has to be said. From the first to the last, they all say the same thing. But what varies is the form and the direction that it takes and whom it should be serving. That's all that varies.
Livro de clássico,
so if you take a book of a classical spiritual writer,
forma, talvez, dele,
the book has a form that perhaps
mundo,
is specific to it,
grupo,
but for an entire world, for an entire group of incarnated beings
forma.
Of those times
então,
who needed that
antigo,
form of expression.
A ser reeditado,
so if such a book, a very old one,
pessoas,
is going to be re-edited, it's going to interest less and less people,
escrito,
because all those people for whom it was written are already on
já
other planets. They have already
e
gone away, they have already gone home,
aí.
And the perfect
então,
book stayed here.
É a ideia. Este livro é aquilo que tem que
so
ser transmitido.
This book is the idea.
Mas hoje tem que ter outra
this
forma.
Book is what has to be transmitted.
Porque são outras pessoas que estão
but
aqui.
Today it has to take on another form,
que estão aqui,
because the people here are not the same. There are other souls here, souls that maybe are
são
not just about to return
muito
home.
Que fazer aqui.
There are souls
então,
that still have
é
a lot to do here.
Não é aquele livro que se escreveu
so the form is
anos.
Different. It's
tem
not the same book that
hoje.
Was written 3,000 years ago. It has to be a different book today. Although that one may still be valid, valid until today. But that form is for the minds or for the spirits of that time. Depending on the level in which it was expressed and depending on the task that that author was to carry out.
Parece livro completamente
now that same thing today seems like a completely different book. And those who tend to be unobservant even begin to find contradictions in it. But there is no contradiction whatsoever in spiritual teaching. If it is true spiritual teaching, there are no contradictions in it. There is an adaptation, an evolution. There is a change in the manner of expressing things. Now there's another point here. When a spiritual book expresses something,
que o autor
what is
conhecia.
There is the minimal part
então,
of what the author knew.
Certo universo de ideias.
So the author
se
has knowledge of a certain universe of ideas. If he or she is going to write a book, the book will contain the least portion
ele.
Of all the author knows. Because
é
what the author knows is to be kept to himself or herself. What he or she knows is to remain deposited,
amplo,
is to remain safeguarded,
grande,
because those who have a vast body of knowledge have the task to hold on to it, They have the task to preserve it, and to preserve it does not mean to write it and put it into a library. This would be like casting pearls for the swine if it is not the right time. To preserve it is for the author to work on this knowledge, to have the knowledge, to live the knowledge, so that the knowledge becomes alive in the author. Because if it is alive in the author, the vast knowledge alive within the being is safeguarded, it's put away, it is available
to other beings in outras épocas, in other ages, depois, centuries later, que não tenham a mesma capacidade de ir buscar
do not have the same capacity to seek that knowledge,
guardado, preservado,
but
no
find
mundo
it already
ideias.
Set aside, preserved
então,
in the world of ideas.
Se temos autor que
so let's
sabia
say
muito
we have an author
todos.
Who knew much
temos,
more than all
exemplo,
of us.
Platão.
Let's take Plato for an example.
O que Platão pôs nos livros?
What Plato wrote in his books
das coisas que existiam
was the least portion
dele.
Of the things that existed in his world. The greater part is not
escrito,
in his books. It is not revealed in any
então,
written form, but it is preserved. So none of us
hoje,
can know
hoje,
if the things
hoje,
we write today and we
hoje,
say today and that we reveal today and that we inform today,
céus,
we don't know if we
buscar,
went to get those things from that heavenly data bank of ideas. It may be this way. There are authors of spiritual books who do not have any contact of their own. They do this work of gathering from certain sources that are safeguarded, that are preserved by these great beings. Others no. Others do not draw from these sources, although they might receive some influence from them. They might be influenced by these sources. Because in so many incarnations we have had, evidently, our mind must have been in contact with one of these eternal sources. But then things evolve. And so that which 3,000 years ago was very occult, very advanced, very vast, today is not so occult, not so advanced, and not so vast. Because planetary consciousness has expanded. The planet has expanded as consciousness. So since the planet as consciousness has expanded, it has attracted other entities, other beings. It has attracted other energies that are all here in these environs and they were not here 3,000 years ago.
Então, agora,
but planetary consciousness has expanded. And so now, entities
Platão,
that were not close to the Earth in Plato's
agora,
time can be close now because planetary
então,
consciousness has attracted them.
Pode ser mais amplo,
so knowledge
sentido.
Today can
pode
be broader in this sense. It can bring things that it could not bring at that time. It didn't bring them not because Plato was not great, but because
então,
the planetary consciousness could not contain them.
Energia,
so today an entity, an energy, a spiritual movement, a philosophical truth
época não
can come, whereas at that time the planetary consciousness was not able
ter.
To receive them,
então,
and today it can. So knowledge in the planet can be broadened. And in this planet, as material as it might be on its surface, this planet has levels of consciousness that are even divine. So the planet has all the different levels of consciousness. And on the divine levels of this same planet can be found the greatest knowledge this planet can contain at present. That the planet can absorb. So on the divine levels of the planet, there is some information that spiritual reading should be channeling.
Dentro de uma proporção adequada,
channeling
within an appropriate measure. O desenvolvimento mental
so that it will not disturb humanity's mental development. Let's give an example.
Hoje, já é do conhecimento planetário,
today it is already within
planeta,
planetary knowledge.
That is, the planet's
knowledge and not humanity's, the planet already knows the history of the Earth, something that no one on the surface of the Earth knows. We know what is written in the books, but that has nothing to do with the history of the Earth. So the history of the Earth is already within the knowledge of the beings of the planet who are aware on the divine level, for example. Miss Litlan holds the history of the Earth in its archives, in its body of knowledge. So the history of the Earth is already within the consciousness of the planet.
Já sabe como ele começou.
The planet as consciousness already knows how it began. It already knows its history.
Da leitura espiritual,
so spiritual
das
reading,
obras espirituais,
spiritual writings, that which is written, have the task
ir sintonizando
to become
com estas
attuned
coisas,
with these things
que já estão na consciência
that are already
do planeta.
Within the consciousness
Agora,
of the planet.
Para ver leitura a respeito
now, in
disto,
order to have reading material in this regard, there must also
disto.
Be readers for this material.
E certas coisas que ainda não são conhecidas,
and certain things
são tão
not yet known
de uma consciência
are
maior,
so revealing
que a
of
mente
higher
humana
consciousness
cristalizada num determinado conhecimento
that the human mind crystallized in a certain traditional knowledge tailored according
planeta,
to the former dimension of the
esta
planet,
consciência humana pode não ter capacidade
this human consciousness
para
might not have
isto.
The capacity to receive this,
ou se tem
or if it already has
receber,
the capacity to receive
se pode conceber
it.
Isto como
if
vibração,
it can conceive this
reagir.
As vibration,
e aí criar karma
it could react
para
and then create
humana.
Negative karma for human
então,
consciousness itself.
Toda esta leitura
so all this information,
não é feita
all this spiritual reading
tudo
does not
é
take place mentally.
No plano da consciência
all this is carried out on the level of planetary consciousness
introduzindo os seus
that designates and introduces
e
its spokespersons.
Daquilo que é o conhecimento hoje,
and the spokespersons of today's knowledge
físico.
Are not
aqui
always
físico,
present on the physical level.
Estão os escribas, porque os porta-vozes
here on the physical level
planos,
we have the writers, the amanuenses, because the spokespersons are on other levels. The transformers of that knowledge
físico.
That comes from higher levels
na
are not writing here on the physical level.
Já está incluído conhecimento
planetary consciousness
que tem uma
already includes knowledge
que tem uma atualidade
that has
estelar.
A vibration
então, a consciência do
and
planeta,
a reality that is stellar.
Etapa, já pode absorver
so planetary consciousness at this stage can
estelar,
already absorb knowledge that comes from stellar consciousness or even from other universes.
Nós, como humanidade leitora, teríamos que estar o mais
we, as the human
desimpedidos
readers,
possível nesta etapa, abertos
should be as
para
unhindered
coisas
as possible in this stage,
porque o conhecimento que
open
está
to unprecedented
na
things,
consciência do planeta neste momento para ser difundido
because
é
the
um
knowledge
conhecimento
that is
de uma
within
outra
the consciousness
época
of the planet
que nós vamos viver.
To be
é um
disseminated
que diz
is knowledge
nova
for another
mente,
stage we are going to live.
A uma nova humanidade,
it's knowledge for a new mind, for a new humanity.
Com mundos,
the
com
life of the planet
então, o
in contact with more advanced worlds and universes.
Realmente é muito
so the spiritual teaching that is available
escrito,
in the consciousness of the planet
tudo que está até agora,
is really much broader than all that has been written. All that has been written so far belonged
atual,
to our former capacity
planeta,
to absorb.
Isto, quanto da alma humana,
the current capacity
da humana
for the planet to contain this
é muito mais ampla do que era.
As well as for the human
isso,
soul, the human monad, to absorb knowledge is much broader than it used to be.
Leituras.
That is why there
porque
are less and less spiritual books and less spiritual reading.
Este ensinamento vai
because
ser
this is not going to remain on the physical level
isto
much longer.
Nos níveis internos.
This teaching is going to be
então
given on inner levels. This is going to be given on inner levels.
Na leitura, nós vamos
so we are going to receive teaching not only by
nós vamos
reading,
aquilo que a palavra
aceita. Or rather, in reading, we are going to receive the minimum indispensable.
Que nenhuma palavra
we are
pode
going to receive that which the word can
então,
contain.
Aquilo que a palavra aceita,
because there are certain ideas
livro.
That no words can express.
Que uma palavra não pode exprimir,
so that which
não
words can contain
escrever.
Can be written in
e
a book. But that which words cannot express cannot be put down in writing. So we are already arriving at a kind of knowledge that can no longer be contained in words. So today, to begin to talk about life on the star Sirius, to begin to talk about the humanity of Venus, to begin to talk about the civilization of Mislitlan, you can only go so far, because after that the words cannot contain it anymore. There are no words to describe the humanity of Mislitlan.
Só para dizer que existe,
you can express something rudimentary about Mislitlan.
Mas você realmente falar
something simplistic just to say that it exists and for the person
isso.
To have
não
some information.
Este
but there are no words to really talk
então,
about the civilization of Mislitlan.
É uma mera
there are no words
estimulação.
To describe this state.
É um mero impulso
and so spiritual reading today is merely a stimulus.
Com aquela informação mais
it's
ampliada.
Merely an impulse for you to get into direct contact
aí, então,
with that expanded information.
Vai tocar num
so then, if some kind of spiritual reading is going to present a subject
hoje vai te dar
that
um
is going to expand one's consciousness,
você depois
that reading today will give you an impulse, will give you indications
se você já ficou
for you then to continue, for you to keep on going.
Se você já ficou sabendo,
because if you already know that there is the civilization
autor,
of Mislitlan,
Venus, se
if
você
you
já
already
sabe
know from the information from some author that there is a humanity of Venus,
Jesus, que ele é venusiano, se você já soube disso,
if you already
se
are aware that the individual known
isso,
here as Jesus
disso,
is from Venus,
passar,
if you already know about this, if someone has told you this,
assunto,
that person
entende?
Cannot go beyond that
já
point.
Demais.
Because words then
limite.
Begin to distort the
daqui
subject,
diante,
did you see?
As
the person has already said too much and
assunto.
Has reached the limits.
Porque para começar, a vida
from here on, words begin to demoralize
é
the subject.
Lá
because, to begin with, life of the humanity
fogo,
of Venus is not
cosmic.
Material. Nobody
como
talks there.
Em
it's a life
se
in the dimension
material,
of fire,
impossível.
Cosmic fire.
Então,
how can we describe that in words if words are something material? It's impossible.
Saber destas coisas, despertar para estas coisas, e te
so spiritual reading
te
helps you to know about these things, to awaken you to these things.
Coisas. Claro que você vai
and
buscar,
it stimulates
é
and encourages
um
you to seek these things.
Lá,
of course, you are not going to reach them
você
by taking a rocket and going there because the rocket
é
will melt before it gets
conexão,
there. You will get in touch with these things through your own connection,
alma,
through your own
espírito,
inner dimension, your own alignment, alignment
isso,
with your soul, then with your spirit. And if your spirit doesn't know about this, it will put you in touch with the hierarchy.
Ela vai te conectar com uma outra,
and if it is not an
extraplanetary
hierarchy, it will connect you to another hierarchy, and it will also go on learning. And so all of them are learning. It's a line of knowledge. It's a line of teaching and learning.
Porque os livros,
but
quando
do
são
not
seguros,
really expect to find everything in books.
Verdadeiros, te dão uma indicação,
because
te dão
books,
um
when they are trustworthy, when they are true books, they give you an indication, they give you an impulse. But the greater part
agora,
is not there, nor could it be.
A leitura pode dar e dá, é aquilo que nós chamamos
now that
do
which
princípio
reading can
externo,
and does give
que ela está trazendo.
Is what we call the
e
external principle that it brings.
Que é aquilo que está escrito,
and this external
isto
principle,
vale, isto é bom,
which is what
isto
is there
na nossa
in writing,
saúde, por exemplo.
This is valid and
um
good because it influences our health,
saúde.
For example.
Logo de início,
if you read a spiritual book,
você
you are taking care of your health right away.
Um livro espiritual,
you are taking care of your health when you read a spiritual book
você está
and grasp that external
a sua
part.
Memória. alimento bom,
you nurture
sadio,
your memory
tu vai fortalecer sua memória,
with good health and nutrition,
a vibração,
this is going to strengthen your memory.
Da sua memória. E a leitura
this is going to change the vibration,
externo,
the capacity of your memory.
Serve para purificar o teu pensamento.
And spiritual reading in its external aspects
pro seu pensamento
also
se
serves to purify your
mais
thoughts,
elevadas.
To change your
tudo
thoughts,
é a parte externa da leitura.
For your thoughts to
é
become engaged in
dá.
More elevated things.
Agora,
all this is the external
interna,
part of reading. This is
é
what the book gives.
No livro, mas que tá por trás
now, in its inner dimension,
escrito,
that is, the part that is not in the book, but is behind what is written.
Se você está tão irmanado, se está
if what is written is already improving your health, if you are so
males,
closely tied, so connected to it, that
mais
your ailments
lúcida,
are being healed,
e se o seu pensamento já está ficando
that your memory
mais
is becoming more lucid,
puro, então,
and your thoughts are becoming more positive and purer,
pode entrar em contato com
if this is happening,
da leitura espiritual,
then
que é aquilo que
you
não
can get
está
in touch with the inner dimension of spiritual reading.
Disto. E que você começa
that
a receber,
part which is not written, that is behind this.
Então,
and you
cérebro,
begin to receive this
memória,
as the external
saúde,
part prepares you for it.
Mudou.
So your brain, your memory, your health, your equilibrium have all changed.
Externo.
They have changed
aí
with the reading of the book. You enter another external state.
Que não está no livro e que não
then
está
the other
escrito,
part of the teaching comes in,
which
is not in the book and is not written,
que
but which is the soul of what has been given to you.
Não é nenhuma outra escrita que você
and
vai
the inner
no
part
plano,
of the
não.
Teaching is not something that you will find in some other writing on another
que
level.
Vem depois que esse estado foi criado
the
pela
inner
leitura
part
externa,
is a stimulus that comes
a energia que está
after the state has been created by external reading.
Que criou aquilo,
the energy that is behind
está fazendo
it,
pressão sobre os teus
the source
centros,
that created it,
etéricos,
is putting pressure on your centers,
força,
on your etheric centers,
núcleos de vida,
on your centers of energy,
pressão,
your nuclei of life.
Centros,
it begins to put on pressure.
Fonte que criou os livros,
and your centers are
autor,
pressured by this source which created the books.
Então,
and here I'm not talking about the author, I'm talking about the source that created the book.
Centros. E aí os teus centros
so
vão
this is present and is stimulating your centers.
Outra consciência. E o seu
and then your centers will begin to get into contact
outra
with another consciousness. And
agora,
your being will absorb this other consciousness.
Tudo isso tem uma evolução. Dependendo
now, all
do seu
this
interesse
evolves.
Pela leitura, da fidelidade,
depending on your interest
você
in reading,
este conhecimento, e dependendo também
on the constancy
muito
with
de
which you seek this knowledge,
do conhecimento em si, e não do autor,
and also
e
depending
do
a
livro,
lot
percebe?
On your looking for the knowledge in
você
itself,
está atrás do
and not the actual
si,
author, and not
aí,
just the book,
pelo
do you see?
Em si,
it depends on your seeking the knowledge in itself,
de contato e de
because then through the knowledge itself, you can attain a level of contact and knowledge that not even the author of the book attained.
Mas você não deve se
the author was simply an instrument for you to get into contact with all this.
Livro. Isto não quer
but
dizer
you should not be attached to the author and should not
livro.
Be attached
claro.
To the book.
Isto quer dizer uma
of course, this does not mean disdain
isto
or ingratitude toward the author of the book.
De toda
this
esta
means
parte externa,
independence. This means liberation
material,
from all the external
que é o
part,
livro escrito, que é o ensinamento manifestado,
from all the material part, which is the written book,
é
which is the manifested teaching. Because what has been manifested is the minimum part of what the teaching
também.
Contained.
De forma que não
and it is also the minimum part of what the author knew.
Reduzido ao mundo de livro ou ao mundo
so it
de
is no
autor.
Use for you to remain
grande,
limited to the world of a book or to the world of an author. This
tem
is a great limitation because behind this
e é
is all that the author has not said, all that
é
was not written. And this is what will give you an impulse. This is what will give you the stimulus. For you to get in touch inwardly with this knowledge that no book and no author has permission to give you,
aí,
nor is able to give you here.
Este tipo de leitura mais adiantado,
And if you begin to read in this more advanced way, because up to this point it was a preparatory reading, you were connected to the author, you were connected to the book, and your life continued to stay just the same. You got to know what the book informed you, and all this is the preparatory phase of reading. Now, here is where the advanced phase begins. Here is where a more in-depth reading begins. After you have really begun to seek knowledge, after you have begun to seek the source, so here something different begins to flow. With all the blessings and with all the help of all the hierarchy that manifested that knowledge, because the spiritual hierarchy is here to set us free for a greater knowledge, and not to hold us back within a certain narrowness. The hierarchy is here to liberate us. And so this is where the more advanced reading begins. You then begin to receive inwardly the impression, you begin to perceive and feel that you belong to a much greater body than this body of ours. Then inner reading, inner knowledge, begins to take place within your perception, something greater. You are then no longer limited or no longer restricted to your own being. You already begin to get into contact with a wider body. You begin to know that your being is part of a wider body, is part of a greater being. This is already advanced reading. This is already advanced knowledge. And today, advanced knowledge also puts you in contact with your inner group. Because we all have groups here. We have groups out here. But we also have an inner group. And advanced knowledge, advanced reading, will bring you this inner group, and you will get in touch with this inner group dimension. And this advanced reading will also begin to show you the task you are to fulfill in the plan of evolution. No material book shows you this. No author of any book can tell you what your task is. You will receive impulses from the book, but your task, what you came to do, this you will only know through inner reading, through inner teaching. Inwardly, with all this preparation, you will finally perceive what your task is, what your work is. And if this reading goes a little more in-depth, if you have already become freed from so many material and earthly and mental things, if you are already on another level relating to all this in a more intuitive way, this reading will already begin to make you perceive and to show you the energy of your hierarchy, because each one of us has his or her hierarchy. So you begin to perceive the presence of your hierarchy, and at this point life becomes sacred, because you already begin to live the life of the hierarchy, and this is where things really begin to change. And in contacting your hierarchy, you already begin to know what this hierarchy does on this planet, or what this hierarchy is doing in greater worlds. So here the study is already much broader, and it is this broader study that cannot appear in any book, and that no author can transmit, because this is something deeply inward. This is dealing with laws, with tasks, dealing with movements that are not limited to this earth. And so it is only inwardly that we can begin to recognize all this.